A campaign has been launched to give more people voice and vote by doing away with the Electoral College system. In Missouri, both Democrats and Republicans are supportive of the idea. Missouri is one of six battleground states where 2008 presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain spent two-thirds of all campaign visits, even though these six states comprise only one in six Americans. Tom Golisano is the national spokesman for the National Popular Vote, and he's in Missouri to talk to legislators and voters about making the change.
The fact of the matter is those flyover states are literally ignored. And when you think of the term democracy, it doesn't seem very applicable in this case because of that.
He says a popular vote would end the system of battleground states versus flyover states. It would energize voters to cast a ballot, and it would decrease voter fraud.
And just take a look at Florida. And then in 2000 and Ohio 2004. I mean, I'm not saying in any shape or manner that there was voter fraud there, but you can see how one state can have tremendous influence on the overall election. Whereas if we go by total national popular vote, you just don't have that opportunity, because where would you start if you were trying to, change the election results?
He says seven states are already on board with the plan, and a bipartisan bill has been filed in the Missouri legislature. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.